Good morning, folks. This is Smiles Lewis waking up here in the Lone Star State between blasts of Tropical Storm Bill rains and occasional flash flooding. Making coffee. Anyway, so what's in the news? Last few days, hey kitty, meow. The last few days, I saw this headline from the California Sunday Magazine, The Lost Man. Very interesting story that I haven't finished reading yet, but I think it's got an interesting ending with some possible mystery still attached. But some of the intro text, The Lost Man. In 1948, a man was found on a beach in South Australia. The mysterious circumstances of his death have captivated generations of true crime fanatics. Today, our amateur sleuth has come close to solving the case and upended his life in the process. This article is by Graeme Wood, that's G-R-A-E-M-E, Wood, with photographs and illustrations by Claire Martin and Evab Fan. By the time anyone noticed that he hadn't moved in at least 5 hours, the man on Somerton Beach must have started giving off fumes. It was about 6:30 a.m. on December 1st, 1948, at the beginning of the Australian summer, and he did not look like the kind of man to sleep in the sand. He was in his mid-40s. He wore a nice suit with a necktie whose stripes slanted down from right to left. The labels had been removed from his clothing. His leather shoes were molded to his irregular feet, which one man who saw the body called wedge-shaped. No one who came to the morgue to view the dead man could identify him. In his pockets, the coroner found a packet of cigarettes, Kinsita's brand, though the packet that contained them was Army Club, two combs, public transportation receipts indicating that he had come by bus from Adelaide's railway station the day before he was found. The man had unusually developed calf muscles with a pronounced bulge near the knee. The coroner said these were characteristic of a dancer or someone who wore high heels. His teeth were odd. His sharp canines had grown in right next to his front teeth. His lateral incisors were missing. The medical report noted that his liver was full of blood and his spleen enlarged, but his official cause of death remained undetermined. The pathologist wrote, quote, probably caused by poison on the initial report, and a local expert suggested two readily available and undetectable poisons that could have killed him. The death was investigated as a possible murder. Only weeks later did the coroner's office search the man's clothes more thoroughly and find, in a small inner pocket of his waistband, some characterized it as a secret pocket, a tightly rolled piece of paper printed with the words Taman Shudb, Shud, T-A-M-A-M-S-H-U-D. Within a few days, the police figured out that these words appear untranslated at the end of the Edward Fitzgerald translation of the Rubaiyat by the 11th century Persian poet Omar Khayyam. In the poem's original Persian, they mean, it's finished, or the end. There's a lot more to this article, and everybody loves a good mystery and sleuthing, so you might want to check it out. As I mentioned, it's from the California Sunday Magazine at stories.californiasunday.com. I'll put a link. Anyway, meanwhile, sadly, there has been yet another mass shooting. Lauren Coleman has published a report yesterday, Thursday, June 18th, there's a storm coming, Dylan Storm Roof. That's the name of the alleged killer who shot up a church filled with African-American folk. What can you say? I haven't had the chance to read this, just woke up and saw the link. We'll be checking it out as always, as I do still find Lauren's perspectives on these things very interesting. Meanwhile, I think there was some other news article I was going to mention, but I'm drawing a blank at the moment. Oh, yes, and then there's all the slides, drama, the not Roswell, not alien, child mummy of a Native American child controversy scandal that continues to reverberate through the halls of non-academe ufology. Oh, there will be more to say on this, and even though the case is closed as far as any rational thought is concerned, it is still an exemplary situation that illustrates how crazy this can all be. Oh, okay, I'm going to get off here. All right, well, everybody, talk to you more later. Have a great day. It's just after 7 a.m. Central Standard Time this Friday, Juneteenth, 2015, and we'll be yapping at you more soon. Have a good day. Peace.